There are two ways of signing up to the bus for the bus trip to Washington, D.C. That will happen on Wednesday, the 22nd. You can sign up in the social room. There is a clipboard with room to sign up there, or you may do so online. And we need to firm up our plans, so please, if you're planning to do so, please sign up. Please sign up today if you can. That will help us make our plans. Now, with regard to the bus trip to D.C., I understand that, first of all, going on a bus trip to D.C. is A, not necessary for salvation, B, not something that everyone can do, and C, it is a bit of a commitment. It's basically an all-day affair, and not everyone is free to do that. That having been said, there are some of us who are free to do so, and it seems to me that because we live so close to D.C., relatively speaking, it seems like it is a very good way of communicating what we think is true. However, that others see us make a demonstration is ultimately not the first priority. It's not the first motive for making such a demonstration. The first motive for making such a demonstration is the love of God. We do it for God first. And that someone might see us, or someone might be encouraged, or someone might take notice, that is a completely secondary reason, and all things considered irrelevant. Then we might imagine that, and rightly so, that on the day of our general judgment, when the whole world will be gathered, and common judgment of all mankind will be made, the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah will stand up and they will condemn us. They will condemn us and they will say, and rightly so, we were not as bad as you. So on that occasion of the general judgment, it would be nice if our Lord was to say, I'm going to point out to you those who raised their voice contrary to the evils of their age. And those especially who did so by a generous act. Those who spent all day going on a bus, for instance, is a generous act. The things that we do for the love of God will be shouted from the housetops, perhaps not today, perhaps not tomorrow, but at least on the general judgment. And again, we're not doing it for the sake of snubbing our nose at someone or something like that. But ultimately, it's just to point out that what we do for the love of God is not going to escape his notice, nor is it going to escape his reward. Indeed, we live in evil times, and we must be countercultural. And making a demonstration in the belly of the beast is exactly one act that is available to us to be countercultural. It's not the only act, for sure. Not everyone is able to do it, for sure, but some are, and for those that are, I would encourage you to come. I was speaking with Ed Gilligan has been going to Washington to make this demonstration for 31 years, he told me on the phone. Ed, the first year he went to the March for Life in Washington, he said that, in his opinion, he was the only person from Richmond to do so. And he's been doing it ever since. And he assures us that, he assured me on the phone that indeed it's a worthwhile effort. And so he's been organizing all of these buses ever since. And he would like to retire, but there's no one to take his place. Poor guy. But Ed tells me, and I pass this on to you, that St. Joseph's is, in his opinion, the most pro-life parish in the city. So, congratulations to you, but now you have a reputation to maintain.